Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening once again. We're back on the radio talking about Jesus. Remember, God loves us and we love him. I'm broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio, and our phone number is 347-850-8955. As we engage into what God has laid on my heart, I will say this to you. Today is the day that our Lord has made, and God has blessed us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to say thanks for the many blessings that you have blessed us with. We thank you for crowning our heads with understanding, with knowledge, and understanding of you, Holy Father, that we might serve you properly, be obedient to do what you said we need to do. I pray, Father, for someone that stands in need of the help. May the gospel of Jesus Christ extend out to them, and they extend to the Holy Father. And let them realize without him they can do nothing. But we say thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight is the night that I would like to talk to us tonight about several things. I'm trying to divide this in 15 minutes or 30 minutes. What does the Lord lead me to do? But the first thing I want to talk about tonight is the first fruit. The first fruit, when I was talking a lesson about the Holy Spirit. So the question comes to be question comes up, should I tithe on the gross or the net? If you're asking anyone that question, ask yourself that question, should I tithe on the gross or the net? How much I receive or when it's extracted from when I pay my taxes, income taxes, Social Security, all this other, that do I tithe on that? That's a good question that needs to be answered. But see, the tithe is consistently, it's progressive. And it's, as your faith grows, you will get committed. The more you know about God's work, to know what it is, you will get committed. And I say this with understanding. Some men started off just tithing a 10th. But he ended up, next time he went to 20. Then he went to 30% of what he made. But every time he would do it, God will look like he would make that bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and better and better and better. So he just decided, well, if this works according to God's standard, why come I can't do it? It's my understanding that the man has got up to 90% of his salary, he tithes. But somehow or another, he gets over 115% of it back. Now, that's the kind of God you want to serve, I must serve. So 90% of Christian tithes on the net, they don't have to stretch their faith to the tithes, paycheck to paycheck. After deduction, taxes, etc., we talked about that. The more you give, the more you get back from God. Everything in life. We're living in America where we're in a precarious time. Well, we're going to have to realize that God is still here for us for believing. You see, the first fruit, the word tithe means this to us. The total paycheck. The total paycheck. that we receive, 10% of that, example, a lot of people know, 10 and 150 is $15, what's your tithe? Well, I always say you tithe that percent, plus you give a love offering, plus you give a sacrificial. Somewhere in the neighborhood, you should end up about 25% of what you have doing the other things. And just don't stand back and say, well, I'm going to watch this. No, let God bring it to you. God will. See, and one of the things I would say to the listeners, when we tithe, we don't get stingy at giving to God. We don't get stingy. We're looking forward to a harvest. See, much you stored up, much you will return. So I would have us to say, when you look at an offering, the distinct difference, the tithe is God-appointed method of financing the work of the church. And as he has pleased, he placed in our hand, into our hand, tithing is strictly setting aside one-tenth of all that we receive is devoted to this cause. When the Lord moves you and people are faithful to give one-tenth, you know, some churches won't even give one-tenth. They're in that category. But I want to tell you something. We can say, we can pray. We can tithe our prayers. We can tithe our study. We can tithe our going out preaching. We have to be balanced in everything we do. Because God wants us to know so that we can meet his mandate. It's not so much what the man has to say, but what God has to say. And, you know, many churches don't have much because they don't give much. Now, I want to show you something. The tithe belongs to God. Don't rob God. Therefore, you have net not given anything until you add an offering. Remember we're talking about that at the tithe. The pertinent question that a lot of people ask themselves, why should I? Because it's God's command. It's God's order. God has a strict order that he wants done. He wants it done according to what he's put in his word. And you know, one of the things that, you know, it's a storehouse, it's a church, but everybody said, well, a church, Some pastors say before you can join their church, you got to let them know your account number and put it down so they can extract it from your account. That is nothing but the devil's move. I don't care who it is. You can't make a person give what they don't want to give. It has to be a free will offering. If the church is going to survive, it has to be on the faith of the leader and those who are working with him or she. And I heard someone say, well, the pastor, we got to sign this and say that, give them our amount. No, won't be a part of that. They got a dynamic ministry. No, they haven't. They got a ministry that's in dung. And they're looking so they can keep what they want to do, balanced. You show me in the Bible what God said before to stack your tires and do it. I want to get off an argument on that. But I say it openly. I shout it from the mountaintop. God ain't required the church to take out of your money. You need to be obedient to what God says. Now, if they're going to tithe, they're going to tithe. You can't go in there and whip them. You know it don't happen that way. Because when we preach the gospel, see, a lot of preachers say, well, they don't pay me like they should. No, whatever you got stored up for me, give it to me. Don't go begging and borrowing. Let God do. See, one's tithe should be sent to, should one's tithe be sent to the ministry that upholds God's word as a Christian organization, a TV ministry? You know, that question has come up many times. But I will say this. I'm going to be moved by the quickening of God. Father, we come tonight with thanksgiving in our hearts, believing somebody somewhere is in need of prayer. My request was, we pray tonight, we believe tonight, and we thank God tonight. And here we are, calling on you, Holy Father, because you're the only one that can make things happen for us. Father, somewhere I need you right now. Somewhere I need you, Father. I call on you to have mercy. And your word says, your word declares that if I call on you, you will answer me and answer me speedily. You said in Psalm 91, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. And I believe, Father, that I have some believers on the line listening, far and near. They want to dwell, we shall dwell under the wings of the Almighty. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity. Your wings are spread out. Your feathers, they protect us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Psalm 102, 120, you say is the word, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. And I thank you, Lord. We pray for you, Lord. Pray today that you would have mercy upon us. What we're doing in your name, Holy Father. I come with thanksgiving, Father, asking you for the full anointing on this radio station that some man or some woman will come to know Jesus Christ. I pray for that man who's backsliding, that woman who's backsliding. You will bring them. Let's go dig around them, Father. Let's water them with word of prayer and teaching. Come to Jesus more abundantly so that we can tell them, Father, they need to know who he is. Thank you, Holy Father. And then, Father, I thank you for this night that what you have us doing together. Because will and honor can do nothing without you. But all things are possible to him that believes. I believe, I believe, I believe. I thank you for you saying in your word, I was God before there was an earth. Before there was a creek, I was God. Tonight we said thank you. Tonight, Father, my heart goes out to those who have not accepted the call, come unto Jesus. Jesus said in the scripture, he says, all you that labor and are heavy laden, he said, come unto me and take my yoke upon you. He said, learn. And you know, because, Father, when we come under your yoke, it's not hard. It's progressive. It teaches us to know what you said in your word. And your word is sure. Your word is pure. Your word is holy. I'm asking tonight, have mercy upon this ministry. Have mercy upon the people that I've tried to reach out. Have mercy on us tonight, Father. I ask you in Jesus' name that you let the fullness of the anointing flow out through this alley, that somebody's life will be changed. Somebody that don't have a place to stay, but a weary soldier will give them a place. Somebody don't have no food in their food. And that pantry. But you can fill it up by the movement of your own finger hand. Through the faith that we have tonight, We just say, Father, in the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Father. Looking unto you, Holy Father. Father, I pray that I will stay on the course that you would have me on. That I will humble myself to you. That I will get myself under your anointing. Get myself under your obedience. And thank you for everything through Jesus Christ. Because the price that Jesus paid, it is an eternity. It's perpetual. Because what he prayed, he paid for us. He set us free. In your word, you say, he came to give his life for our sin, that he may set us free from this evil generation and that is to come. And Father, I say thank you. I say thank you for setting me free. I say thank you for keeping me close to you. Without you, this man could not do anything. I trust in you. I believe in you. Many who say don't see it, don't know it, don't understand. But I believe in you, Father. Never seen you face to face, but I have the faith to believe. I walk this thing by faith and not by sight. I believe in your word that perpetuates in my heart. I thank you for raising me up, Father, from where I was to where I am now. I thank you, Father, because I couldn't do anything without you, because it's now that I can. I pray for my house. I pray for my wife. I pray for my son. I pray for my daughter. I pray for my daughter-in-law. My son is my grandson that is to be born. I pray for my daughter's husband. I pray for my grandson. I pray, Father, that the fullness of your mercy and kindness will flow over them, Father. We will become one. As we unite ourselves together as a unit, no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. For you said in your word, in 91, he said 10 shall fall by the side and 10,000. But it will not even come near. That plague will not even come near. And I thank you, Father, for your word. Your word we live in. Your word we die in on. Your word we pray on. And your word we speak. For your words are like spirit, you say. Speak unto us, Father. Let the words be filled with the air around my address. Let the Holy Ghost move and touch. Move and touch us, Father. Father, thank you for this night. Well, this is the night that I just say hallelujah to you, because it's you, oh God. I thank you. I thank you. I love you. I adore you. I magnify you. I praise your holy name, because without you, I can do nothing. I want to thank you once again, Father. I want to thank you once again. Yes. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Have mercy. Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I give you the praise. I give you the glory and the honor. And everything that you've done for us. Father, for the night tonight in the earth realm, where you move, your hand is extended out to touch somebody. Even, Father, while we got this United States, it's not united. There is fighting on every aisle. Have mercy. Let them come to a community, understand, say, we have made a vow. They made a vow. One see it, one don't believe it, one don't believe it and see it. I ask you, Father, that you would bring us down into knee-bending prayer before you. So we all, from the president to both houses, to senators and the legislators, the governors, the mayors, they will come to an understanding that all that we have is but dung. We want to reach out and touch. Father, you Jeremiah, and you said to him, you said, I call you Jeremiah, before you was even formed in your mother's womb. And Father, because you have that knowledge about us, we here in the atrium desiring to the best that we know how. Because we believe what your word says. We thank you for your word. We come against evil spirits that are casted by the devil. Everything that's not pure and holy, that is not of God, is of the enemy of darkness. Satan has come to try to seek, destroy, and to manipulate many who also believe. But our faith stands assured. You're the only true God that can say, faith is now. And you are now God. You are supernatural God. We know that thing must come to pass. But while we here on earth, we're fighting, we want to take your word and live off of your word. For your word has the power. Your word can bring things that some people don't understand. There are many, Father, that may be near, and they don't understand what God is saying. But you, Father, I said thank you. I said thank you. Thank you, Father. I thank you for everything you're doing. Will you bless my house, Father? Will you bless my house, Father? Let the blood of Jesus Christ from one corner, northeast, northwest, southwest, the blood of Jesus Christ. For it is his blood that was shedded on Calvary. For all who believe, and for this I say thank you. And then, Father, today is the day that I can just say hallelujah. Somebody today is here, believe in Jesus Christ. Somebody is here today looking for a greater move in their body. Somebody today has their faith exonerated, Father. Somebody is here looking for the hand of the Lord Jesus. And for this, I said, thank you. Today is the day, Father, that I pray this thing, that you will be there, that you will keep us in your understanding. Not how much we say, not how much we do, but we thank you, Father. Every day is yours, not ours. We thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Because I know you came. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you for my sisters. Pray you will keep them. Their lives will be changed, Father. I pray for the love that abides among my wife's sisters and brothers. I pray that that bond will be continuous. I thank you, Father. For my cousin, that bond will continue in love. And Father, let us not look unto ourselves as being superior, know-all, but let us humble ourselves that you, Father, can move through us. I ask you this day that the lady that we call my Bob, I all love her, I pray that you will send her in a walk in this life for the many years you have bestowed upon her. While we walk the walk of faith, we walk it diligently, Father. As she come, Father, in a lot of days, I pray you will strengthen her. Let the angels on assignment be her bedside. Let them watch over her. Let them watch over, Father. There were many nights we were out, and we thought we did your will. We saw many saved come into the kingdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the sisters over there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you this day. Thank you, Father. give you the praise, give you the honor, give it to you, Father. But without you, nothing can happen. But it's in you, Father. And I ask you, let a double dose of the Holy Ghost move from room to room in my house. With fire, shed up in our bones. Healing goes forth in the name of Jesus. We submit, commit, and believe, Father, in prayer. Somebody out there right now got a niece in Louisiana need prayer, a nephew that need prayer, got a brother-in-law that need prayer. Change the course, Father. We ask that you change the course. Of all that we speak unto, all that we love, let us become more mindful of your things and not the world's things. And you, the question was raised, do I love my neighbor next door? I say in my heart, sometimes I disagree, but I love them. I can't make them love me, Father, but I will love, as you say, I want to be right. I want to live right. I want to do right. I know you hear this by the Father. For the anointing that you have laid in my life, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for being able to be open and transparent. Any sins that are committed this day and days, forgive me, Father. Let the blood of Jesus Christ bring me into a closer walk with you. I thank you for this day. Weapons cannot come against the righteous. Angels on the side. And I love you, Father. You had a man that called the people to prayer, and I've called, and I've said that again. I need every man from every state who will unite with me in prayer. Or we can have a prayer time. We can meet in prayer and declare God's word to be awesome. Because it's what it is. We want to take notice, Father, of what's going on in everything. We see mudslides. We see storms rising. Hurricanes, tornadoes, it's a warning. But we ask you, Father, as we lay ourselves up with unto you, that you let us walk by faith and not by sight. Teach us to humble ourselves, to honor you, Father, to say thank you for everything you have done in us and through us. And this, Father, there's a lady at LBJ that has cancer. I know not her, but I know the quest has been made. I sent ahead of time for prayer to proceed, touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, let the anointing, hallelujah, touch her. Not only her, but every room, the floor she's on. Let the anointing of healing flow in there, Father. They have belief in me. Don't believe in Willie Hunter. Believe in Jesus Christ who works through me. I submit and I commit. And I want to do this for you, Father. Not Willie Hunter get lifted up, but I want to do it for you because what you've done, you kept me in together when you could allow me to come home, but you kept me here for a reason. I desire to fulfill the fullness. I'm asking you, Father, hide me under your wing. Let your feathers protect me. Let the angels on the side keep God up. Pray for young lady I call my sister, Michelle Wright. Pray for our mother. Pray for our future other. Pray that you would have mercy upon her. Pray for Freddie, pray for them, Father. They were two women in my life, and I thank you for them. Even for the sister, Father, forgive us, Father. Teach us. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus. We sold out. We put everything behind and put you before us, because you can lead us to a place called there. There we can hear your word. There we can survive in your word. And then, Father, I pray for Jason, his wife, and children. I pray that you will grandize them in the spiritual awareness, understanding, to be patient. Be a man of honor, a man who's called, a young man who says his soul out. I prayed my prayers since I've heard his faith make mention of in my prayers. Will you keep him, Father, his wife? Will you look upon his sister? Will you look upon the Father and have mercy upon him? And then, Father, I pray for my sister-in-law, Effie. I pray that you will meet her every desire. Whenever the enemy comes in, I pray a standard, the holy mood of God, that your protection, in word, in deed, in action, her body needs a complete healing while she's alive. And I'm asking you tonight to touch her and to heal her. I'm asking you with faith. You can do it, Father. You can do it. You can do it, Father. You can do it, Father. Even in my neighborhood, Reverend McNeil, you can, you're healing him. Even with Ray, you're healing. Even with Leroy, you're healing. You're healing him all in the Northeast. All over. You're healing him. It's about faith. And I thank you. I pray for the meeting he had tonight at Riverwood. Somebody will be blessed by it. Somebody will come to know. And Father, as we separate ourselves from this dying world of the living God, we want to say thank you. We thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. For this day is a day. All I can say is hallelujah and praise the living God. Because without you, couldn't do nothing. Even with Pastor Bushway, you bless him. Bless him, Father. Let his words not entangle his mouth, but let his faith cooperate in him. Everyone, the Apostle Newsom, Tony Gill, and Prophet Wobo, and Jason the teacher, the temporary in him, Sister Moore, David the full of glory, bless him, Father. But we stand in this hour, hand in hand, believing that your word will be superseded. And I ask you tonight, Father, this prayer that I have, that you will, as I declare unto you, when I was a young man, I trusted you. When I was a young man full of strength, I trusted you. Now I'm getting old in my age, I trust you more. I ask you to just keep me full of faith. Let my bones be matured. Let my heart be perfect. And let my understanding not be put aside. And let me take authority of the fallen one, Lucifer, and declare you defeat. That we can let some people pass by who are looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you tonight, Father, will you continue to let us know that you're the only true God, you're the only righteous God, with a need healing, Father, in our body. Can you touch our body? Can you touch her body? Yes, you can, Father. And I'm asking you now to touch her. Touch her, Father. Bless her son who went into the ministry. Bless him, Father. Let the fullness of understanding, even with our muscles, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the long friend that my wife used to have and the fellowship that we have. Bless them, Father. Wherever they are, whatever has transpired, let it be dipped into the blood of Jesus. And when you look down on it, they won't see one stain, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask you, Father. I ask you, Father. For William Hunt. William, James, Hunter Boy needs you. I pray for my brothers. One day we'll meet each other face to face in this life. And my sister on my father's side. On this side. I want to thank you for everything, Father. I want to thank you for watching over the nations. I want to thank you for I want to thank you for this being God. I thank you for who we are. The cry we make early shall arise to praise thee, O God. Early shall I rise and praise you. I love you, Father. And I thank you. And I thank you, Father. I thank you that you have mercy. Because you are the one. You are the only. You are the only one. And I thank you.
Thank you, Father, for the time we still have. I thank you, Father. When in the midst of your life, your bastard, come against you. Thank you.
Somebody said, I believe it in you, Lord, of God. That's a lie. But yet you sit in a wheelchair, you talk about the universe of God. Well, I have to agree with you. No, I don't. I believe what the Bible says. That's your thing. I'm not telling the money you want. Because I'm sure we're not your money matter. Because my water is clear. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I say this as we come into this precious time that we have spent in the name of Yeshua. I say to you with kindness, with love, our God is at our Father. May I say this? He's on his way back. Are you ready? Can you receive? Will you receive?
Somewhere in America today, there was all kind of motion, commotion, no motion. But we pray, keep us on your side, Father. Pray tonight. Those we pray, right now, souls cry. Have mercy. Have mercy. And I know I need you. We need you. Thank you, Father. It's you we need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Your word. See, I want you to live in the world, because in the millennium it's going to burn. It's going to burn. The more I see God, the more I see God's word, the more I'm perfecting. The more I see things God show me, oh God, edifies me. Close, let me walk with him. Amen. See, I'm going to be able to reign with him throughout eternity. Why? Because I believe what he has said in time past and today. See, when Jonah spoke about the nation streaming to Jerusalem and worship the Lord. In Jeremiah 3:17,
It says, at that time they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all nations will gather in Jerusalem to honor the name of the Lord. No longer will they follow the stubbornness of the evil laws and stupidity. In those days, the house of Judah will be joined, the house of Israel, and together they will come one of the northern lands as the land I give you forefathers as an inheritance. And it says so in Deuteronomy, all through the old time. God is a faithful God. Judah and Israel, one common man. One common man. Jews, not Gentile, not Greek. One man. And we live for that. I'm so grateful that we've been able to stay with you. I want you to be God. But I want you just a few points to remember. Revelation 20, verse 11 to 14, refers to second death. I want you to know about the first one, because you're going to have to be there for the first resurrection. See, the second death. I say unsaved. You know, they got an argument, they got a, but I'm not going to change. I don't believe what y'all doing down there. It ain't me. Blah, 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 blah. But you see the brimstone? They're coming. They're coming. See, when we look at what God is saying, you see the believer sins with judge the gallows. And see, self-judging. I judge myself. I've sinned. I'm not going to tell you no lie. I made mistakes looking, lying, saying the wrong thing. Let your blood not forget you. Forgive me, Father. See, if I don't judge myself, and the book of Romans, it says that God said, God judges no man. It goes up to the Son. Well, God has given us to him. Wow. You see, when Jesus returns, I want you ready. I want you to be at the bema seat, the marriage of the Lamb, of the Supper. Look at Luke 22, 29 and 30. Digest it. Read it. Believe it. Let it sink in. Because when it says, as my Father, yeah, gave me a kingdom, I will give you a kingdom, that you might sit at my table, said Jesus. Oh, I love it. I'm ecstatic about it. I know God's doing it. And I know we have to get deep into the word. All of these few moments we have, I think, for the night. Thank you, Father, for allowing me, even the person that called on that phone and did what he did, I pray for them. Pray for them, Father. I pray you will keep them. I pray in the name of Jesus. This last word, God has everything else set up. Set up. Don't get too upset if they, you can't make nobody believe. They're going to have to believe for themselves. You keep living. You don't tell them the best you know how. They know you live the best you know how. But they, you have to, we have to keep believing. Because God is not going to release them until we have. Now I'm just saying this thing. Do you love God? judgment, the crown of judgment, is being within itself. It's scriptures that are putting into sync what God wants to do to this generation. And some generations don't get it. You know, some churches don't want to be a part of a church. They want to battle me. And that's why they look up every time hell is falling, things are flashing up on them. But I will say that to you tonight, until such time, continue to believe on God's word. You're going to believe, continue to say, God, your word is truth. Your word is pure. Your word.